This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
With hour two of What's on Your Mind, Tuesday edition of the program, I'm Scott Hinnon. Todd Mitchell is here. We told Kev, take a breather. Didn't we, Todd? We told him, take a breather, I think. Yeah. There you go. You gave Todd, you gave Kevin the hour off?
Gave himself the hour off.
That's fine.
I mean, you know.
We're talking about some big ideas here for a couple more segments. Roscoe Straley is here. Who is a candidate for a House seat in Minot and has a plan to cut property taxes in half. We're talking about that plan here today on the program. Welcome your calls, questions, or comments on it. And Roscoe, the question that came from Jeff Magrum earlier was, hey, we should have done this before. It's been proposed. What makes this one different? So what's your thoughts on getting it across the finish line?
Yeah, there's been lots of things proposed over the past. Mentioned the 12% that was included, the education piece, the Common Schools Trust Fund for education funding. It is used for that now. A larger portion will continue to go to that, which is good for the state of North Dakota. It's interest off of a big savings account, essentially. The legacy fund idea for property tax relief, that's certainly another funding mechanism that you could use for that. I am not stuck on where I would fund this from. It all goes into one pot in the end anyway, right? I mean, money's money. So to me, this is an affordable plan. I've got the credibility in the legislature when I serve there. I've kept those relationships. There's a lot of good people in the legislature. And I think working with them, I think we can get something done next session. Absolutely believe that. Will it be paired with some income tax? Potentially, yeah. I think that's good, too.
Texter says, I'm sorry, but this is a plan to get Straley seated. There's lots more to this story. Well, I hope it's a plan to get you seated, right? I mean, that's the idea of a plan. Here's the plan. What do you think of it? Vote for me if you like it.
Yeah, I mean, if you're just going to say, hey, vote for me, I have no ideas, I'm just going to go down there and vote no, and all my constituents are going to hate me. Vote for me, I'll fight for you. Throw ideas out there, come up with plans, differentiate yourself, and then use your history and your life experiences as the evidence that you can do something. And I served for 8 years and served my constituents well, I think. And I can do that again. I know I can. That's how it works in life and in business. How are you successful? It's building relationships, and that's how you get things done in the legislature. It's no different than in business or life.
Another texter says, as a Minot resident, I appreciate his ideas on cutting property taxes. We're going to get hit especially hard this year with the new high school in Minot, which was badly needed. So popular in Minot.
Yep, and that was voted on by the people, and that passed in Minot. Prior to this, had the largest high school in the state, if you can believe that. Nobody believes that when you tell them, but that's true. And yes, we did need a second high school, and that will hit people's pocketbooks for sure. This plan, that increase obviously is going to increase taxes in Minot that people voted on. This plan will follow the tax. So if the tax goes up $1,000, because this wouldn't go into effect until the next legislative session, obviously. So this would help blunt that increase by 50% as well.
Texter says, I may have missed this part. Is this for residential only, or what about zone agriculture or recreational? No property taxes could encourage a lot of big money coming in from people and ideologies we don't want here in North Dakota. You've touched on that earlier, but a reset on what's included?
This just includes residential property, period. Yep.
Let's see, Ryan in Minot. Go ahead, Ryan. Question or comment for Roscoe Straley?
Yeah, I find it a little funny that you say to come up with these bold ideas, you know, the bold Republican with a plan, you know, things like this, and come up with ideas to differentiate yourself from others. But here, I remember back in April, beginning of April 4th, I believe it was, one of your opponents in District 3, Lori Van Winkle, in her campaign speech, talked about lowering and possibly getting rid of property tax altogether. And And now you're making it seem like this is a bold idea that you came up with. I just feel like that's a little bit disingenuous. And then my other comment is, if this was such a great idea, why did you not push harder for it when you were already in the session?
I voted for billions of dollars worth of tax cuts, lowered the property tax on your statement. Look at it, the legislative property tax relief. I was there when that first started. I haven't seen any plan from her, and nor do I care what her plan is. I'm focused on putting ideas forward that I think are good for my constituents. I think that are affordable for the state. And I think this is the right plan at the right time. And I've got the number and data behind it. And I welcome all ideas. I mean, that's what the legislature's about. It's a relationship deal. Well, throwing ideas. Let's all talk about it. I love the discussion.
And I will tell you this. I don't recall in a legislative race in a long time somebody coming to me and saying, here's an idea I have. What do you think? I'm like, beautiful. Let's talk about it. Is it a good idea? Is it a bad idea? What would it mean? How do you get it done? I mean, that's what campaigns are supposed to be about. That's why we're talking about it today with Roscoe. Thanks for the call, Ryan. Texter says, concerning property tax relief and the tendency for local government to use it as an opportunity to increase spending and taxation, what can we do as citizens to preempt that? I want them to get the message that they can't do this to us. We need to preempt the tax and spend instead of react after they've already done it. If the state has money to invest taxpayer dollars in things that don't put money in taxpayers' pockets, they don't need any property tax. How much taxpayer money did they specifically put into carbon capture that will not directly benefit taxpayer pockets, just making more money for industry that has money already? A couple of things in there, but your thoughts on that?
Well, there's a lot there. The carbon capture piece is a whole nother segment, obviously. The oil industry.
I would argue thus could put a lot of money into the pockets of taxpayers because it saves a very important industry in the state.
They're under assault, obviously, from the federal government. The state, obviously, we're here to protect our businesses and our industries, and the oil and gas industry is a phenomenal asset to the state of North Dakota. They do so much good. There's tens and tens of thousands of employees there. Anything we can do to encourage more investment. We're still in a very competitive market. Look at Texas. I mean, Texas has way more drilling than we do. And obviously we're busy now, but we're not to the point where we were before. So we always got to be cognizant of our tax policy, our regulatory policy, and do what's best for the entire state. And I think that is to encourage them to invest more money, be more business friendly, less on the regulations, and welcome them with open arms in our community because they donate a lot of money back to ambulance services, fire services, local nonprofits. They pay high wages, which then pay a lot of tax, income taxes and sales taxes, and the money circulates dramatically through our economy. From the billions of dollars in tax and the billions of dollars that they pay in wages. And think about the one that always gets forgot about on this discussion is the mineral owners, the leasehold owners.
They own the oil.
Yeah. They're paying tax, that same tax rate. It isn't the big evil oil companies. I mean, it's these people as well. Yeah, I mean, that's our citizens, our people.
We're at a fork in the road, this industry. And as you can see from Joe Biden today, laughing about how we are going through this incredible transition away from fossil fuels. They want to do that. If we don't solve that issue, we didn't create the issue. We didn't create the rules of the game. It's like referees. You know, you either play the game or you don't. Then the industry ceases to exist. And as Roscoe said, a lot of stuff goes away. A topic for a different day. How about the idea that that we have to do more to preempt the spending that happens at the local level?
That's the reform piece that I think should be paired with this, and there's all kinds of ideas on that. The dirty word is caps. You know, capping the budgets basically. Now, is that the perfect solution? Probably not. But is there ways that the legislature could put caveats on this plan on increases or where the inflationary adjustments they seem to do to the property? Yes, there's absolutely. There's all kinds of great ideas. We've talked about this for decades. Some of them have been enacted. Some of them are harder to enact. I think the reform piece could be easily paired with this plan as well.
Margo and Garrison, question for Roscoe Straley. Go ahead, Margo.
Hey, Roscoe and Scott. I have a question on what can be done or what your plan is to do to attack the ESG. And I'm not familiar with it, but with your background in banking, Roscoe, I think you would probably be familiar enough. You know, is there things that can be done at the state level, and is that something that you would act on to get it blocked, or are there things that can be done?
Hi, Margo, my former neighbor across the street, so good talking to you. No longer
yeah,
lives in Minot, but yeah. Yeah, ESG, I can't stand that term. It is a leftist agenda, and we should, as a state, do everything in our power through regulatory, through the Attorney General's office, through legislature to stop the madness that's going on with that whole area of overregulating.
Margo, thanks for the call. Environmental social governance, also known as the woke agenda against energy, goes back to the previous conversation on carbon as well and the rules of the road changing. And thankfully in North Dakota we have some solutions like enhanced oil recovery with carbon, right? Utilization of carbon, and it's the man-made stuff. So those emissions go down and keep the industry going. More with Roscoe Straley coming up.
Ready to launch your small business or take your farm from some acres to a lot of acres? How about that big proposal?
Will you marry me?
Or that huge surprise? That forever dream home, the one you can take anywhere. Wherever you are in life, be sure you're ready to say yes. First International Bank and Trust. Say yes to living first. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
With a history in North Dakota dating back 70 years, Hess Corporation is committed to making a positive impact across communities in the Bakken. Hess, making significant commitments to improve our environment, targeting zero routine flaring by 2025. Committed to the production of clean, sustainable energy for the nation and the world through significant reductions in our carbon footprint. Hess, a trusted energy partner for North Dakota.
The team at North Star Ag knows that no two farm operations are the same. They take pride in learning what makes yours unique and through years of experience bring the know-how and understanding that your farm deserves. North Star Ag is North Dakota's largest and most trusted full-service short-line machinery dealer with parts, service, and a huge inventory. From planting to growing to harvest, they help farmers and growers all over North Dakota, and they want to do the same for you. Learn more online at NorthStarAg.com. North Star Ag, committed to quality, committed to you.
It's the annual Royalty Owners Convention at the Remcota Hotel and Conference Center in Bismarck, Wednesday, June 15th and Thursday, June 16th, with a social to follow on Wednesday. Hear what's new with the Bakken. Speakers include Lynn Helms, Director of North Dakota Department of Mineral Resources, and Ron Ness, President of the North Dakota Petroleum Council. For registration and early bird registration for members and non-members, go to naro-us.org. It's the annual Royalty Owners Convention, June 15th and 16th, in Bismarck.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
The sun was shining. I was laying in bed. Celebrating Bob Dylan's birthday today, aren't we, on What's on Your Mind? Say, if you're in Wahpeton, we're about an hour away from the first events for the American Experiment North Dakota organization coming. It's titled "In Education, Not Indoctrination, Critical Race Theory and the Miseducation of America's Youth." because we know the woke political movement is working hard to turn our public schools into ideological battlegrounds. If you want to learn more about this, they have experts that'll be there, a great Q&A session. It's happening today in Wahpeton. That's at 11:30 this morning at the Wahpeton Community Center. Program starts at noon. They get a lunch there and the whole works. So $10 per person gets you lunch. Grand Forks this evening at Bigfoot Barbecue in the Ramada by Wyndham. And that starts at 5:30. Program starts at 6. Appetizers there, so just $5 per person. West Fargo tomorrow, 11:30 a.m. lunch. Program starts at noon. Again, $10 charge for the lunch. That's at the Rusted Recreation Center in West Fargo tomorrow. And then tomorrow evening, Fargo at Avalon Events Center at 5:30 with appetizers. Program starts at 6. We're going to talk with Captain Wigfall, who's one of the speakers that will be there coming up a little later on in the hour. Last segment in our conversation with Roscoe Straley. Roscoe, a former state representative, again, a candidate for state representative, has introduced a bold idea for property tax for residents in North Dakota to be reduced by half. Last chance for your questions or comments for him today in the program. Texter says, Roscoe is correct. Relationships in the legislature are important. The current representatives have zero credibility and zero relationships with statewide lawmakers. Voting no on everything accomplishes nothing. District 3 needs better representation. I support Roscoe. So there you get a little campaign. Not exactly a bumper sticker. It's a little long, but nonetheless, a good little boost there for you.
I appreciate that. Yeah. Relationships matter.
Texter says, have you considered no income tax for those on Social Security and for military retirements, law enforcement retirements, and those who've paid their dues?
I would absolutely support that.
So, and you know, I know that we've debated income tax and elimination. I think it's a good idea from a branding standpoint, if nothing else, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, South Dakota has no income tax. Texas?
Yep.
No income tax, right?
Florida.
Florida, same thing. And these states are booming, right? They're all booming. So even though it isn't the lion's share of the pain point because it's a smaller percentage of the federal, seems like a good idea. Can you do your idea of half property tax, half off residential property taxes, cut those in half, and do an elimination of income tax? Does the math work?
So elimination of income tax, just the individual, would be about $1 billion, roughly, a biennium. Granted, that fluctuates a little bit. This would be $500 million, so it'd be at $1.5 billion if you eliminated it. Is there funds now to do that? Yeah, there. I mean, likely is. Commodity prices dip down, revenue declines. Does it get a little tight? Maybe. With the legacy fund growing, the Common Schools Trust Fund growing, and the interest that they will kick off and then replace the general fund revenue that's used to fund there is certainly going to be money for the foreseeable future to do some of these ideas. I would absolutely support looking at the income tax as a piece of a massive massive tax package coming out of the legislature next session. And I think there's a really fair chance that the package is fairly large coming out of there. You know, I could see $1 billion plus.
What is the plan to keep it sustainable, so that it isn't a one or two biennium deal?
And that's always the fear. That's a very good question, very good point. That's always the fear in a commodity-based economy, which we are. Do we have sectors where we're diversifying? Certainly. But generally, the large portion of our revenue is oil, 65-70%. That dips, obviously, revenue dips for the state. Therefore, it makes things harder to do. I think where, like I said, about these funds growing 8 plus billion, 9 plus billion in these two funds that we have, you know, we've got 20 plus billion in savings, essentially. They just do simple math on the interest. As those continue to grow, I mean, the legacy fund gets 60 plus million a month from oil taxes. Do the math on that over a number of years, bienniums. You could get to a point where just the interest alone off these funds funds most of government, honestly. So therefore, now that frees up some big, bold ideas like what we're talking about here.
Texter says, ask him why he didn't do this when he was in the legislature before. What makes him think it's going to get this done now?
I voted for every property tax relief and income tax cut we had before. There's been billions of dollars. The income tax was dramatically cut. The corporate tax was reformed. There's $1.2 billion in property tax in the current biennium. I have not been elected for 4 years, but prior to that, Obviously, the state is doing much better now than we. I'm not going to say struggled a number of years ago, but it was a little tighter. It is. We're flush right now. Like to your point about sustainability, that's a worry. That's a concern in the commodity-based economy. So, to me, at this time, with the inflation the way it is, interest rates are up, food prices are up, fuel's up. Property taxes, property values are up. So to me, this is a good way for the state of North Dakota to come in and blunt some of those increases that the Biden economy has produced.
Texter says, I like Roscoe's plan, but how do we make sure localities don't just take the state money and hike property taxes anyway? And that goes back to your piece on reform, right?
Yep, and that's I'm open for all kinds of ideas.
Because that could happen.
Certainly could. And I don't have every single answer to everything. This is something I know we can afford. I know we can get past the reform piece. There's all kinds of ideas. I've got ideas. Other legislators have ideas. It ultimately is a local decision, however. I don't want to, like, we get mad when the federal government says, you do this, we're going to put our finger on you. The same thing applies to the locals. So we got to be cognizant of that and say, well, we know best. You locals don't know anything. That's not true in all cases. So to me, working with them, working with the legislature, we can come up with a massive tax cut plan that includes income and that includes some reform pieces on the property side.
Couple minutes left. Anything else you want us to know about this?
No, I just I'll link to some of this on my Facebook site and my website. Know that to pay for this, there is funds there to do it right now, and it will only continue to grow. So this is an affordable plan. I think we can get it done next session. Just appreciate anybody has any questions, just reach out to me. I don't sugarcoat it. I'm not afraid to answer questions, give my opinions. I'm not saying I'm right on everything. But I'm certainly here to listen and advocate for the citizens and my constituents and communities.
Here's a last text. Speaking about sugarcoating things, Burgum is back at it, buying an election to get whom he wants in the state house. This personal vendetta against Jeff Delzer doesn't look good on a governor. It may be legal, but people don't like it. It makes Burgum look like a used car salesman.
Jeff's a friend of mine. Jeff was chairman when I was on appropriations. He gave me a shot with Representative Al Carlson when he was the leader. Remember that? I like both of them. I like Jeff. I'll see what happens in the campaign. Jeff is a conservative, very good in the budget, always has been. I'm not going to weigh in on what's going on there. I have no knowledge of what they're running for pieces. I'm focused on my own race and trying to win this primary and get back to Bismarck and help my constituents.
District 3 in Minot.
District 3 Minot, Surrey, down through 52 Logan, so some rural stuff to the southeast, and downtown Minot up to the airport.
Thank you, Roscoe.
Thanks, guys.
We like bold ideas. It'll get you an hour on What's on Your Mind, the most listened to show in the Northern Plains. More after this. Don't go away.
Big news. A recent study finds Americans don't trust big media. Now, Americans like me have found a source they do trust. It's Newsmax. I watch Newsmax TV, and I even use the free Newsmax app on my smartphone. Nielsen says that almost 7 million cable viewers watch Newsmax, but not Fox News. Millions really are making the switch to Newsmax. Start your mornings with Wake Up America and Rob Finnerty, and finish the night with Rob Schmidt. He tells you the real news with no spin. On weekends, watch Mike Huckabee, Diamond and Silk, Rob Carson, Sebastian Gorka, and much more. Find Newsmax on all major cable systems. If your system doesn't carry Newsmax, call them and demand it, or change to a cable system that does carry Newsmax. More than 20 million Americans have made the switch to a new source they can trust, Newsmax. Make the switch today. You won't go back.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Speaking at the Indo-Pacific meeting today in Tokyo, President Biden underscored the grave consequences of a war that continues to grind on.
We're navigating a dark hour in our shared history. The Russian brutal and unprovoked war against Ukraine has triggered a humanitarian catastrophe, and innocent civilians are killed in the streets, and millions of refugees are internally displaced as well as exiled. This is more than just a European issue. It's a global issue.
President Biden this hour is in the middle of a long trip back to D.C. after stopping off in Anchorage, Alaska. He'll be back at the White House in the 8 p.m. hour this evening. Three mysterious deaths of Americans in the Bahamas earlier this month has been narrowed down to carbon monoxide poisoning. No further details were available at this time. USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Let's get you hungry. Tired of the same old, today might be the day to head to PetroServe USA. Have yourself some tater tot hot dish. That's in Glendon and downtown Fargo, NP Avenue today. If you're traveling 94 between Bismarck and Fargo, swing on in. Exit 292, head north for a hot beef sandwich or chicken pot pie. You know, I finally found out that Clark Erickson's grandma's Nina. So it's Nina's recipe on the chicken pot pie. Do you know that? So darn good. Potato sausage hot dish in Harwood today. Meatloaf or taco hot dish, West Main Avenue, West Fargo. Mac and beef at 12th Avenue and I-29. Tacos in Euland, PetroServe USA. Home cooking, grab-and-go convenience. Tell them Scott sent you. One of our fine sponsors on What's on Your Mind. Todd, do you or I have a microphone without our fine sponsors?
No.
We don't, do we?
Let me think about that for a second.
No.
No, we don't.
We don't. We don't exist without fine sponsors. So that's like our friends at Action Movers. And the business is booming at Action Movers right now. In fact, if you're thinking, well, I'm going to move come September and I'll worry about it come August. No, you better get a hold of the folks at Action Movers today. You can find out. You're going to find, number one, best moving company in North Dakota. It has been since 1932. Family-owned, veteran-owned. All their drivers are professionally trained and background-checked. And you can have a move locally. You can have a move in the state. You can have a move out of the state. Whatever it is, they got you covered at Action Movers. Just mentioned Scott. Get your best deal. Call 701-566-5532. 701-566-5532. And the business is booming there. So they're looking for warehousemen, movers, packers, drivers in Bismarck and Fargo and Minot. If you have a Class A CDL, great opportunity for you from Action Movers. Now offering one of the most lucrative comp packages they've ever had for both employee drivers and operators. Local, regional, over-the-road opportunities. Even have a program to help you become an owner-operator. So stop by one of those offices, say, hey, Scott sent me in here, and I'm looking for a new gig. Bismarck, Fargo, or Minot, or again, call them at 566-5532, 701-566-5532. Texture on our previous topic says, every session, we get smoke blown up our rear ends on property tax relief. Getting a visual of the smoke, the rear end, the property tax relief. Todd, are you? Lots of smoke. Maybe it's the Bob Dylan thing. I don't know. Nothing of any substance ever gets done. Retire, move to South Dakota or Florida. That's the answer. Well, that's why I like bold plans. You know, somebody also texted, where was this bold idea before the District 3 convention voted to endorse candidates? You know, I don't care when good ideas come. I just glad there's good ideas.
Is it too late for a great idea?
No.
No.
Let's have the debate. Good idea, bad idea, when it came, if, you know.
What in the world?
Texture says, I like politicians who vote no on most things. We have far too many laws already and really don't need any more. In fact, a lot of laws and regulations need to be removed. All right. There you go. Just a few of the comments that have come in. Today is a big day. A big day because the center of the American experiment is officially kicking off their expansion into the great state of North Dakota. And they're doing that with a series of events across North Dakota focusing on education that start today. For more than 30 years, they've been doing this work as one of the most impactful and effective public policy organizations in the country. Based in Golden Valley, Minnesota, they have a think tank there. We talk to John Hinderacher often. You know the stuff they're doing. 22 employees offering creative solutions and emphasize free enterprise, limited government, personal responsibility, and government accountability. You want a group like this on the front line for you. And so I'm thrilled that they're coming to North Dakota and bringing their research, their writing, their activism to North Dakota citizens and policymakers in the fields of energy, taxes, regulation, education, public safety, and health care. The first thing they're doing begins today in Wahpeton and Grand Forks, tomorrow in West Fargo and Fargo, and then later in early June, Western North Dakota, for some of the same deals, same type of events, specifically an event titled Education, not indoctrination. Far too much of education has become indoctrination. Oh, Scott, that doesn't happen here. Or does it? How does it? So they'll focus on things like critical race theory and also the miseducation of America's youth, because this woke political movement is alive and well right here. So today in Wahpeton, 11:30 this morning, program starts at noon, less than an hour away. $10 per person, lunch there at the Wahpeton Community Center. Just do something a little different for lunch today. Get on over there. You'll enjoy it. Grand Forks Bigfoot Barbecue tonight, 5:30. Appetizers, program starts at 6, $5 per person. That's at the Ramada by Wyndham there. And then tomorrow, West Fargo, Rusted Education Center. That'll take place over the lunch hour again, 11:30 lunch. Program starts at noon, West Fargo, Rusted Recreation Center. I'd be there, $10 per person for the lunch. And then tomorrow night, 5:30 at the Avalon Events Center in Fargo, 5:30 appetizers. Program starts at 6, just $5 per person there. To help us understand how this woke political movement is working hard to turn North Dakota's public schools into ideological battlegrounds is Katrin Wigfall. Katrin is one of the fellows, Center of the American Experiment. She and others will be speaking at these events. Katrin, nice to have you back. How are you?
Thanks, Scott, for having me. Great to be with you again.
So, I hear from many people that, come on, you're ginning people up. This is just a agenda to get people fired up. This isn't here. This isn't real. Give me a break. You know, the nothing to see here crowd. What do you say to those folks?
Well, we say just because you're not seeing it come straight home in the backpacks doesn't mean that the principles and the framework of this divisive ideology aren't at work. It may have seemed to parents that critical race theory being taught and implemented in K-12 classrooms popped up overnight, but this has been in the works for quite some time. We see this coming down from higher ed institutions, and the ideas behind critical race theory are what are being implemented in the classrooms. So there's a lot of pushback because teachers who are part of the teachers' union and others will say, well, we're not teaching critical race theory as a theory. It's just an academic framework. Well, you're not getting up in front of fourth graders and saying, you know, we're going to discuss critical race theory. No, you're taking the guiding principles and ideas of CRT and saying, we're going to talk about whiteness. Or even further, we're going to talk about anti-racism, diversity and inclusion, words that we should all be able to support and rally around. But these words have their definitions changed when they're put into practice, and that's where the concern is.
Yeah, the book is not going to come home saying, critical race theory, mom and dad, help with the homework here. But the terminology, the ideology is making its way into more and more books. It's there. It's in the, I've heard another argument, Katrin, from folks that say Didn't North Dakota pass a law against this? So what's there to worry about? I mean, Republican Party officials are saying that, hey, we passed a law. There's nothing to worry about here. You know, do you worry less because of the law? Maybe, but it's not enough, again, because there's a lot of ways this makes its way into, and we see this right now, in-service training for middle school teachers, bringing in renowned proponents of critical race theory. Oh, it's not here. Why in the world are we including it in in-service training for our middle school teachers, for crying out loud? But to those that say we have a law, don't worry about this, what do you say to them, Catherine?
Well, state laws have their limits. And while it's a good foot forward to take the initial steps to make sure that a divisive ideology doesn't replace academic excellence in the classrooms, we know that efforts to drive CRT will just be renamed. So it's important to look at how CRT is manifesting itself in classrooms in order to effectively push back against it. So, yes, there is a state law in North Dakota, but we are hearing from teachers and concerned parents that is not preventing some of the more concerning pieces of critical race theory from popping up in K-12 classrooms across the state.
Well, there you go. And again, this is the kind of thing you're going to hear in this session. Talk a little bit about what people believe. Again, it's whopping in here at 11:30 today, 5:30 later in Grand Forks, and then same tomorrow, West Fargo over lunch, appetizers in Fargo at the Avalon Event Center. Marna, I'll give you the run-through one more time on where these events are happening. But if folks attend this, talk about what they'll leave with.
Well, the biggest thing that we'll start off with is identifying what critical race theory is, but also what it is not. Because those in support of it often contradictorily claim that either it's not being taught in K-12 classrooms, or if it is, it's awesome because it's just teaching accurate history. So we dive into how critical race theory is not teaching about slavery and that sort of thing. And then we also will leave attendees with some action items, ways that they can get involved in education in their local communities if that's of interest, to make sure that these divisive ideas stay at bay. Because the teachers union, other woke professors and educators are trying to implant these ideas, and it's important that school leaders, teachers, community members hold strong and push back against these ideas that really don't elevate all students and help them be the most successful versions of themselves.
In 30 seconds or less, what's the plan here? What's the end game? Why are these things being pushed into? I mean, I think most of us think of public schools here, private schools here, good people, good teachers, well-intentioned. How do they end up having this being taught? What's behind the agenda?
Well, first I want to emphasize what you said is that we do always want to assume the best of individuals. I think there are very well-intentioned teachers and educators who believe that this is helpful for students and society. And you can have a debate about critical race theory as an academic discipline in the academic space. That theory has been debated for years. But the concern here is the real-world application and how this theory is being put into practice. And we've really seen this grow from a lot of the racial tension and unrest that has popped up over the past couple of years. And individuals are looking for answers. They're angry, they're upset, and they think that this will help heal and restore society. And this is not the remedy that society needs and will instead take us backward. So we as a society should absolutely address racism and work on eliminating disparities. But critical race theory is not that solution. And it's important for parents and educators to understand that and understand how it is being put into practice and impacting students.
Catherine will be at all these events, other experts as well. Take this in. AmericanExperimentND.org has all the details. That's the website, AmericanExperimentND.org. Wahpeton for lunch today. Wahpeton Community Center, 11:30 lunch. Program starts at noon. Grand Forks, 5:30. Appetizers program at 6. And then West Fargo and Fargo tomorrow. Thanks, Catherine. Appreciate it.
Thanks.
End of year means a lot to your farm business, and High Plains Apache may have that used sprayer you need, like a 2009 Hardy Commander 4400 pull-type sprayer, or a 2002 Red Ball 670 pull-type sprayer, or a 2018 Apache AS1030 self-propelled sprayer. It's the right place and the right time for used sprayers you're looking for. The 2022 models are ready for you, too, with product, parts, and service. End of year deals means an easier next year. High Plains Apache sprayers at highplainsapache.com.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming May auctions include 476 acres of irrigated crop and pasture land in McLean County, 645 acres of crop and CRP land in Benson County, 1,285 CRP and pasture land acres in Eddy County, 388 acres of exceptional crop land in Richland County, and the Leroy Bechtel Farm Equipment Estate Auction in Hazen, and the Krebs Family Retirement Equipment Auction in New England, North Dakota. View these auctions and many more land and equipment auctions at Piper's.com.
From field to fuel. A story from the North Dakota Ethanol Council. Did you know North Dakota's ethanol industry is a leader in carbon capture? Ethanol is pioneering carbon capture. While the world talks about it, ethanol is doing it. Here, now, reducing the carbon footprint. North Dakota's corn producers are increasingly efficient stewards of the land, producing more on the same land with less inputs. In fact, yields have increased 25% to 42% in the last 20 years using similar levels of inputs. Corn ethanol is our nation's best way to decarbonize transportation today. And corn ethanol has a significantly smaller carbon footprint than gasoline and is getting smaller. Find out more at ndethanol.org. ndethanol.org. A message from the North Dakota Ethanol Council.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Once in your mind, powered by Schwann. There we go. Hit the button, Bob. Come on, Bob. SchwannBuickGNC.com. Your warranty is for a lifetime. The new Sierra HDs are out. You can tow up to 36,000 pounds, a maximum payload of up to 7,442 pounds. You could tow Scott Hennon's house, maybe. I have no idea. I'm going to wait at your house. I have no idea. Shot, click, drive at SchwannBuickGMC.com.
I hated Outlaws in Watford City last night, so you could tow me today. After that rib I had last
night. Weight gain there.
Oh, the Wyatt Earp. Oh, it's so dang good, you can't even believe it. CleanAirND.com has details on something we're going to talk about today in our Late Night Energy Council Energy Matters segment, joined by Mac McGuffey. And Mac is an expert on the Clean Air Plan. A few weeks ago, the North Dakota Department of Environmental Quality unleashed their state implementation plan for review in accordance with the EPA's Regional Haze Program. And the Lake Nine Energy Council is now leading a campaign encouraging North Dakotans to send positive comments to the Department of Environmental Quality to support this state-based plan. We like that better than the Fed's plan. Mac, is this a good plan? Should we support it?
I really do believe that it is. If you take a look at it, it's quite a long document. It's over 1,000 pages once you include everything in there. And what you'll see when you take a look is that DEQ has done an incredible job of analyzing a massive amount of information. And from everything that they have seen, everything that they've looked at with all the expertise they have available and working also with 15 other Western states, they've decided that additional measures beyond what's already required won't really make much of a difference. And so they believe that at this point, in a plan that is going to be repeated over several different 10-year periods, that we're already on track, that North Dakota, in fact, is well ahead of the schedule set by EPA for improving visibility.
There's a website called cleanairnd.com, which has the industry views on the regional haze program, and a lot of interesting points could really help you sort through all this. But the points here really is that North Dakota already has the cleanest air in the country, with only, what, four other states? We're one of four, I think, that lower 48 states to have never violated federal standards protecting human health and the environment. I mean, we've got this, right, Mac?
Yeah, that's exactly right. I mean, that's from EPA's own website. They've got a great site that shows what the air quality is in states all throughout the country. And what's interesting is that North Dakota isn't even on that website because it's never had any air quality issues with respect to health-based standards that are set by EPA. And that actually raises a really important point about this particular program that we're looking into now. And that is that the program under review is a visibility program. It is only looking at the ability to see distances across what we call Class 1 areas or national parks and wilderness areas. So North Dakota is already meeting the health-based standard. This is just a question about how far you can see across national parks. And quite frankly, that's really an issue for wildfires. So if you go to a park and can't see as far as you'd like, almost in every single case what you're looking at is some sort of impact from a wildfire, not from the kind of sources that the program is able to regulate.
And, of course, the environmental groups want more. Despite the fact we have that clean air and are pushing for controls that could add $100 million in cost per coal power plant, and for what is my question? What does that investment bring? You know, we have clean air already, so this seems to me to be something punitive that will hopefully, in their eyes, lead to less coal-powered plants, right?
Well, that's sort of what's going on. I think what you see from the environmentalist group perspective and potentially from EPA as well as managers of the national parks is that they sort of look at the country and see that there are some areas where some benefits can be made by installing some of those expensive controls you just talked about. And so they sort of think of it as, well, if one part of the country should have to have those controls, why not apply those same controls everywhere? Well, the reason is that those controls don't make the same benefits in other parts of the country. Particularly in North Dakota, you're looking at power plants, for instance, that are largely downwind of the areas that this program is targeting for improved visibility conditions. So if it's downwind, it's just not going to have the same effect as other parts of the country. So that's the narrative that you'll see from some others involved in the process, is that everyone should pull their fair share. What North Dakota DEQ is looking at is what really makes the most sense for North Dakotans. And what they found is that really all of those expensive controls really won't make any difference that anyone could ever see.
EPA has some goals that go out to 2064 related to visibility, and we're a decade ahead of their goals already. So that should tell you the EPA ought to just go along with this. But it's important that people do this because it is used as a weapon against the industry. There is some haze here. We believe that haze is from Canadian fires, out-of-state forest fires. I mean, that's where the how do we know that that's where the haze is coming from, Mac?
So there are very sophisticated computer modeling simulations that have been run, again, by this 15-state group called the Western Regional Air Partnership. So all of the Western states have all worked together, quite frankly, for several years to run these simulations to figure out what is it that is actually causing haze in the different states in that region. And for North Dakota, it really is Canadian sources, which are upwind of the national park that we have in the state, the Theodore Roosevelt National Park, and upwind of the Lost Wood Wilderness area, which are the two areas that we're focused on in North Dakota. So it's Canadian sources contributing the emissions to those areas. And it's also wildfires in the West. I mean, certainly everyone has heard of the significant wildfires in California. And believe it or not, those effects are really driving the haze, not sources within North Dakota.
Fascinating conversation. Get involved in it. Take a stand for the industry. It's important. Mac, thanks for the time today. All right, friends, out of time.
That's that late was night quick.
Energy Council's Energy Matters segment.
And now we know how to pronounce Roscoe's last name.
There, we got that down, too. PetroServe USA folks have lunch here today on us. God bless. Discover Kinder Care. Kinder Care is assisted living homes located in West Fargo, offering adult daycare services, companion care, and assisted living, all the services you need available at Kinder Care, plus home-cooked meals, 24-hour security, personal care, and more, all in a cozy family environment located on 3 acres of land in a scenic, quiet country setting in West Fargo. KinderCareFargo.com or call 701-261-3246. Stratocorp is hiring. Don't miss a hiring event Wednesday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. in Grand Forks and in West Fargo. Strat has been a North Dakota-based family-owned company for more than a century. They're looking for solid people to join the team at Stratocorp. Wednesday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. in Grand Forks at 1600 North 48th Street. In West Fargo, 210 12th Avenue Northwest. On-site interviews. Ask about a $2,500 sign-on bonus for ReadyMix drivers. Stratocorp. Hiring. Wednesday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Don't miss it.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.